Well, off to another frustrating situation, Joshua. Let's talk about Syria. Now, of course, you know, what's really big in the news right now is the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons. They did sign that agreement that they would remove all their chemical weapons from the country. And in fact, what's going on right now is that chemical weapons from 12 sites, and we're talking about sarin gas, mustard gas, going from 12 different sites in Syria by Russian ship to Danish and Norwegian ships to an Italian port, which will then be loaded onto some unnamed U.S. naval ship. And then these chemicals will be destroyed out at sea. So all of that going on at the same time, bloody civil war. And so some, of course, are concerned that this is going to be delayed, that the fighting is interfering. But there's an awful lot going on here just with the fighting itself, let alone the destruction of the chemical weapons. So, Joshua, tell us, what is going on in Syria?
You're absolutely right. The chemical weapons side is the happy side of this. They do seem to be being sent and will be destroyed. If not exactly on schedule, everything is in the works. The scarier part is what's going on inside Syria. And there we've seen that American-sponsored rebels or supported rebels, moderate rebels, quote unquote, were expelled from Syria, driven out by more radical jihadists. And now the United States is torn. They're worried that if Assad falls, Syria could turn into a Somalia, but not only just a Somalia, one where a transnational threat, Al-Qaeda, could take root. They're torn. Saudi Arabia says, we're going to go it alone. If you don't support the rebels, we are, because radicalism is being created by Assad. That's their argument. We have to destroy Assad totally before moderation will return to Syria. The United States isn't sure of that. They believe perhaps that if Assad goes, it'll become more radical. So that's the quandary that everybody is in right now. And we are hearing lots of American ex-CIA people come out and say, maybe we don't want Assad to go. Saudi is saying, yes, we do. And this is the tug of war going on right now.
Well, clearly getting those chemical weapons out of the country is going to be critical given the instability that is already there and that may become worse. But the question is how do we even trust that this process is going to end happily? As you said, that the happy news is the chemical weapons. But can we really trust that given all the other stuff that's going on in this country that Assad isn't going to hold back a little bit here? I mean,
well, he may very well hold back. I think the point is that tons of chemical weapons are being destroyed, which would not have been destroyed if we had just struck Assad with some bombing raids. And Russian-U.S. cooperation has led to a great deal. And the hope is that a Geneva II process, which is supposed to take place next month, with the Russians and Americans bringing both sides to the table, could lead to some kind of peace process. Today looks very iffy, does not look like it's going to happen anytime soon. What we've seen is a radicalization of the situation in Syria, gobs of new refugees flowing out, poverty, suffering. Snow has fallen across the Middle East, one of the biggest snowstorms, and people have been freezing to death. Very sad stories coming out of Syria.
Yeah, definitely the bad news there. Well, Joshua, Rebecca, thank you as always for your thoughts about these issues.
It's always a pleasure.